91.9 WNTI.
Public radio from Centenary College.
Where great music lives.
Celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want. Oh, do a road hop where you can penetrate any place you go. Yes, you can penetrate any place you go.
That was Argent from their debut album called Argent with Liar, released in 1970. And they went on to record several more albums. About 1975 is when they finally disbanded, got together a few years ago for a little reunion tour. But some good music in a short period of time. We started that set off with the Beatles with Dig a Pony from Let It Be. And this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. I'm your host, Gary Ault. And it's 1970 again for the fifth week. It's 1970. We're playing Let It Be. We're playing Beatles 45s. We're playing George, John, Paul, and Ringo's solo material, including George's three-record set, All Things Must Pass, and two solo albums from Ringo released that year. So anything that was released in 1970, not just the Beatles, but anything you might have heard on progressive rock radio, maybe on tonight's show and in the weeks ahead. Let's see. We have a trivia question, and this is a relatively easy one. I'll give you the number to call first so you can get ready. It's 908-852-4545, 908-852-4545. I think this is a fairly well-known question, and it's not hard to look up either, but please don't cheat. But the question is, and if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you can get a gift certificate to Andre's Restaurant and Wine Boutique in Newton, New Jersey. Question, you know that song, You Know My Name, Look Up the Number? Well, we're going to play it later. That was released as the B-side of Let It Be in 1970, although it was recorded much earlier than that. The question is, who is playing saxophone on You Know My Name, Look Up the Number? Who's playing saxophone? If you know the answer, 908-852-4545. And to continue with more music, I'll let my friend Jimmy explain what's going to happen.
Buddy Miles is going to do this thing he wrote called Dim Changes.
My mind Well, well, well.
John Lennon with Well, Well, Well from the Plastic Ono Band, his first studio release with the Plastic Ono Band, released in 1970. And before that, we heard from Jimi Hendrix with Changes, sometimes referred to as Them Changes, the Buddy Miles song from Band of Gypsies, which was recorded New Year's Eve of 69 and, you know, New Year's Day 70, but was released in 1970, of course. And you're listening to 91.9 WNTI, public radio from Centenary College. I'm your host, Gary Ault. You're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. And we're in 1970. You might have noticed that every song so far was released in 1970. That will be true of everything played this week, this hour. We have an answer to the trivia question, which we'll talk about a little bit later, about 10 to 9 or so, and announce the winner and the runners-up. And so we're going to carry on with some messages and then some more music.
Hey there, I'm Allison, host of WNTI's new alternative country show, Gonzo Country Radio. I'll play contemporary artists like the old 97s, classic outlaw country from Billy Joe Shaver and Willie Nelson, as well as bands like the Austin Lounge Blizzards, who are just a little weird. Join me every Thursday from 10 p.m. to midnight for a taste of Texas culture on 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives.
WNTI support comes from Jewelers Gallery, located at 9 West Main Street in Mentum, New Jersey, a 38-year-old family-run business specializing in custom-made jewelry, along with repairs and engraving. Jewelers Gallery also buys gold and silver. More information available at jewelersgallerycorp.net or by phone 973-543-6117.
The Taylor Memorial Library at Centenary College's main campus in Hackettstown is open to the public 6 days a week. The library has a collection of books, online databases, popular magazines, and industry journals, as well as Wi-Fi access. For more information, contact the Taylor Memorial Library at 908-852-1400, extension 2345, or visit centenarycollege.edu for more information.
Oh,
91.9 WNTI Public Radio from Centenary College, where great music lives. Thank you.
Dawn. Thank you.
that was Jefferson Airplane with Volunteers from the soundtrack to Woodstock, which was released in 1970. Of course, the concert was August 1969. And there's Max Yasgur in the background. I'm going to turn Max off. And but the album, of course, was released in 1970. And before that, we heard from a Jefferson Airplane side project that started out as Hot Tuna when Grace Slick had to have some surgery on her throat, and or she had some kind of medical problem with her throat anyway. And it originally was not just Yorma and Jack, but it was basically the whole band pretty much, except for Grace Slick, the whole Jefferson Airplane, or put it this way, it was members of Jefferson Airplane. But that song, Man's Fate, was recorded around September 1969 at the New Orleans house in Berkeley, California, and it's on the first Hot Tuna album by the name Hot Tuna. And before that, we heard from The Who with Shaken All Over from Live at Leeds, and we started the set off with George Harrison's Wawa from All Things Must Pass. All Things Must Pass. I don't know why I always add a T to that end of that word. Anyway, this is 91.9 WNTI, where great music lives, and you're listening to The Cavern, an hour of everything Beatles. It's 1970. Anything that might have been on progressive rock radio in 1970, especially the Beatles as a group and as solo artists, will be on tonight's show and the weeks to come. After the break, some more music.
Hi, this is Amy Ray from the Indigo Girls, inviting you to visit E-Town this week. We'll be joined by Nick and Helen and Tim O'Brien and the winner of the E-Achievement Award. That's this week in E-Town.
Wednesdays at 9 p.m. right here on 91.9 WNTI and WNTI.org.
WNTI support comes from Dixon Energy. Dixon Energy supplies heating oil, biodiesel, and propane for homes and businesses. Dixon Energy also offers installation of boilers, solar hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Dixon Energy serves Sussex, Morris, Union, and Eastern Warren counties. More information available at DixonBROS.com or by phone 973-334-1000.
If you have an iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad and enjoy listening to 91.9 WNTI, you can now listen to WNTI anywhere in the world using the Public Radio Player. Just go to WNTI.org, click on the Public Radio Player link on the homepage, and follow the instructions to download the free app. Now you can listen to the great music heard here on WNTI no matter where you are. So go to WNTI.org for more information about the Public Radio Player.
Afraid of the way I love you.
and you might recognize that as the voice of Rod Stewart. That's the debut album from the group Faces, which is actually the Small Faces before that, with a lot of the same personnel. But Steve Marriott left the group in 1969 to form Humble Pie, and or around 1969. And then in 1970, Ronnie Wood and Rod Stewart joined the band and renamed it Faces. So that is their debut album as Faces, and the album is called First Step, the song Shake, Shudder, Shiver. And before that, we heard from Paul McCartney from his solo debut, McCartney, released in 1970. We heard the classic Maybe I'm Amazed. Say, we have an answer to the trivia question, and the question was, who is playing saxophone on You Know My Name, Look Up the Number? And let's see, Doug from Sparta was the first caller to call in with the correct answer, and that is Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones. He played saxophone on that. And it's a little bit of an interesting history of that song. They actually recorded it in 1967, and it was edited a whole bunch of different times because it's got all kinds of different pieces to it. And so in weeks ahead, you know, we'll probably play the one on the anthology album, which has other bits that were edited out. But the album, the part that was the version, I should say, that was released as the B-side of Let It Be included Brian Jones on the saxophone. So let's hear it. Oh. You Know My Name, Look Up the Number from the Beatles. And thanks for Doug from Sparta, Adam from Milford, PA, and John from Blairstown for calling in with the correct answer that Brian Jones was playing the saxophone. It's Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones. And now we're going to go out with the eponymous 1970 debut release from the Jay Giles Band with First I Look at the Purse.
Some fellas look at the size, and some fellas look at the clothes.
WNTI Hackettstown.
And worldwide at WNTI.org.
Public radio from Centenary College.